The Vietnam War ended 40 years ago. Most veterans from that conflict are now in their 60s, starting to retire. And with retirement, for some, there's the realization that they have deep wounds that have never healed because they've never been dealt with. Yes, still. New research shows that hundreds of thousands of Vietnam vets are still suffering from the traumatic after effects of war. Jimmy Jenkins from Here and Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
It took Chuck Byers almost 40 years before he was able to think about his service in Vietnam. There was one day in particular that he tried to forget.
A lot of heavy fire that day. It was a bad day, June 1st, 1968.
Byers was a combat medic known by the call sign Big Band-Aid.
Here's a picture of me. I mean, we were all pretty young.
Looking at photos of himself from decades ago, Byers tells the story. He was 23 days away from going home when his unit came under attack. He and a fellow medic started patching up the wounded. Byers was performing a tracheotomy in the middle of a fierce firefight.
And just as I inserted the tube, I got hit. I took an AK-47 in my arm and in my gut.
He was taken to a field hospital and stitched back together. But his fellow medic was killed. And Byers wondered, why was I the lucky one? Why did I survive while my friend had died?
And so I carried that guilt for a long, long time.
When he came back to the States, Byers was only 22, and the war he'd served in was very unpopular. So he put his uniform away in a drawer and tried to forget.
But it came back and it kept biting me. It kept biting me over and over. It bit me in relationships. It bit me in my jobs.
By his own count, Byers had more than 20 jobs over the course of the next 35 years.
But every time I really was doing well, I'd sabotage myself, and I couldn't understand why.
But it took Byers several decades to seek out an answer, and unfortunately, he's not alone. New findings from the National Vietnam Veterans Longitudinal Study estimate more than 200,000 Vietnam veterans like Byers are still suffering from PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. It wasn't even a diagnosis back in the 70s, but now, for many older vets, it's all coming back.
And their symptoms are skyrocketing because work has historically been one of the ways they coped and functioned, is just pushing it out of their head, keeping busy, busy, busy.
Dr. Carrie Salamanca is a clinical psychologist at the Phoenix VA. She says the very nature of military training has kept many veterans from seeking help.
And they're taught really good skills to be soldiers and Marines and airmen, to just lock all that stuff down and put it away and, you know, soldier through. And that skill keeps them from seeking care and keeps them from healing.
Salamanca's caseload is full of Vietnam veterans like Byers that now, finally, have the time to reflect on their lives. Others come in because they have no choice but to get treatment.
And that's what we see with the PTSD. When it gets to the point where they can no longer function, they come in for care. Which is unfortunate, because if they came in sooner, we could help them get better before it becomes dysfunctional in their life.
So as a new generation of veterans return from today's wars, the VA is trying to get them to seek help right away.
I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today, as cliche as that is, without the help I received from that therapist.
Evan Phillips is an intelligence analyst, now serving in the Air Force Reserves. For 4 years, he was active duty, and he spent a year in Afghanistan. His team flew 20,000 feet above the battlefield in a small plane providing logistics for ground forces. The trauma he experienced came from watching the horrors of war from afar. He says one specific incident changed his life.
We were flying a typical night mission and encountered a pretty significant storm and fell about 10,000 feet. And it was probably 20 seconds of essentially free fall.
It was terrifying. Phillips' plane landed safely, but another surveillance plane crashed shortly after. Like Vietnam vet Chuck Byers, Phillips suffered from the survivor's guilt and the trauma of his own near-death experience. At the encouragement of the Air Force, he sought counseling. He learned breathing techniques that allowed him to overcome his fears and get back on an airplane. Dealing with his trauma up front is a lesson he believes will benefit him in a life beyond war.
It was a blessing for me, and I'm very grateful, actually, that I almost died.
Phillips says he hopes what's becoming known as post-traumatic growth can finally make healing a real possibility for him and for veterans of all ages. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Jenkins in Phoenix.
Well, while we're on the subject of Vietnam veterans, some news about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. As you may know, since the Vietnam Wall opened to the public in 1982, visitors have left all sorts of things at the base, letters, photographs, and more. And each night, the National Park Service collects those objects, in all nearly 400,000 mementos. Well, now, some of them can be viewed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial website. You can see a Purple Heart that was left behind, an unopened package sent to U.S. Army Specialist Charles Leroy Stewart, Jr. It was returned to the sender, though, since Stewart was killed in action. We'll link you at our website, hereandnow.org.